Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Terry, and I'd like to welcome you to my Bible study podcast. This daily podcast is a place where we take the teachings of Scripture seriously, but ourselves, not so much. Join us as we dive into the sacred word of the Bible, and each time we read, we pray, we change the world. Welcome to Pastor Terry's Bible Study Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. It is Tuesday, December the 19th, 2023, and we are right in the third week of Advent, so the Tuesday of the second week of Advent. Welcome. We were just discussing on the live what the temperature was where you were listening, where people are from. Here in Tampa, it's upper 40s, low 50s right now. We've got 18 degrees from Indiana. We've got 29 in Ohio, 24 around Dayton, Ohio. Yeah. So chilly. But, you know, it's the season, you know, 'tis the season for chilliness. That kind of makes it nice, I guess. Yeah, get to wear those Christmas sweaters and not be sweating. They actually feel nice. So, well, welcome. We're really enjoying our Advent readings as we move closer and closer to Christmas. And this will be our last week together for the year, because after Christmas I'll be out of town. I'll let you know. I think I'll know better tomorrow the exact date I'll be back. But so today is Tuesday. We'll be on tomorrow Wednesday, and we'll be on Thursday together. And then a little hiatus for the holidays. Big week at churches, right? Because of all the Christmas services. I think most churches are doing at least two on Christmas Eve. We're doing three. We have one in the morning and two in the evening. Looking forward to those services. Got a lot of work to do between now and then, but looking forward to that. Okay, 33 degrees reported from Virginia. 20 in Indiana, 43 in Louisiana. Okay. So it's a little chilly everywhere. So, yeah. So thank you guys so much for being on. Hope you guys can make each of the next 3 days together. And then, yeah, like I said, we'll take a little break for Christmas, New Year, and then jump back in it after the New Year. We'll continue on with the church calendar and reading plans. I think that's a good way to read Old Testament, New Testament, and epistles together. You know, the cool thing about the readings is it's kind of like a little mystery, right? Like trying to figure out what the common theme is between all those three passages. What's the theme? And that may be something you want to talk about after we get off. You know, I kind of see a couple of themes. But after we close out the podcast, get off the podcast, you might be like, you know, here's the kind of theme that I saw that ran through all those passages. And it may be something totally different. So, you know, as I said, this is, this is unscripted, unrehearsed. So this is just my thoughts right off the top of in the moment. So you may have other ideas. And if you want to put them in the chats, like, hey, I think the theme here might be, you know, whatever. God's sovereignty, God's grace, forgiveness, waiting like yesterday. So anyway, that's the cool thing about these clusters of readings. You know, they are selected not randomly. They're selected with, you know, by church fathers, church fathers and mothers, leaders, with scholars, with intentionality. So there definitely is an intended theme that kind of weaves between all three readings. So, all right. Well, today we are picking up with Isaiah chapter 9. Where we left off yesterday. Today's the good one, y'all. Today's the Christmassy one. This is the one that we love to read around Christmas, and rightly so. So let's do it. You know what we do? We read, we pray, we change the world. Let's go. All right, 34 in Pennsylvania. All right. Isaiah 9, 2 through 7. I'm going to read verse 1, and I'm going to kind of back up a little bit. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. Verse 2, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Of those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. That's good news. That's Isaiah's looking ahead, right? He's looking to the day when God has revealed to him in the future that those who are walking in darkness will see a great light. On those living in the land of deep distress, a light has dawned. So literally and figuratively, both literally in the sense of Zebulun and Naphtali, the area of Galilee was considered in Isaiah's day, darkness and just wrought with wickedness. And it was one of the first places invaded by, because it kind of was on the northern tip of Israel. So it was one of the first that would be leveled and invaded by outside forces. And so it was always at risk and was often destroyed and ransacked. So literally out of that area, the Messiah would come, would preach. And we know that's Jesus' that was his primary preaching area. And so in that land specifically, a light dawned, but also figuratively to those walking in darkness. Those walking in, and darkness is symbolic for a lot of different things, right? Darkness is symbolic for sadness, sin, disillusionment, lack of knowledge, fear, dread, death. Darkness is symbolic for all those sort of negative impacts on humanity. And it says, the people walking in darkness have seen it, have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, a reference back to the Gideon, strong and mighty. Gideon, who gave the Israelites deliverance from the heavy hand of the Midianites. Just like that joy that the community experienced when Gideon led that victory, so people will experience that as Messiah comes. You have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressors. It's beautiful. Verse 5. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning. That is a powerful, powerful image right there. You think about a soldier's boot that's been in battle, scuffed and marred by fighting. The blood of the wounded. Every boot and every garment will one day be folded up and disposed of. Why? It will be fuel for the fire. Why? Because there will be no more war. What a powerful image. And also metaphorically, right? In our lives, We go through fights and wars and struggles, setbacks, hardships. And in some ways, you know, we are like a soldier walking through this life. And there'll come a day when those boots that were used to struggle through, that garment that was emblematic of the struggle, the hardship, it will be rolled up and destined for burning, because that war, the fight is over. Christ will conquer it for us. And so how's all this glorious stuff going to happen? The rejoicing, the no more war, the victory over our oppressors, the crushing of the yoke that burdens us. How's all of this going to happen? Verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. Praise God. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. From that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. That's powerful, isn't it? This is all gonna happen because of Jesus. In part at his first coming, in totality at his second coming. He's going to deliver us, set us free. He's going to destroy the yoke of the enemy. He's going to give us spiritual freedom and victory. But that kingdom and reign that has already been established will never stop now. It has already been let out. What Christ began with his first coming will never turn back. It will never turn back. It will never stop. And even days, friends, when it feels like, or even seasons or months or years, when you look at the news and you look at the world and it just seems like righteousness is losing, don't be fooled. Christ's justice and kingdom will not end. It has been let out, and there is no turning back until he has placed everything under his feet. He is establishing it and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. Thank God for Advent. And thank God for the promise that he will return. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 12 through 21. Welcome, everybody. So let's see what the theme is that they're leading us in. 12 through 21. 2 Peter. So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as we live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon be put, that I will soon put it aside, as our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things. Wow, that's a pretty intense and somber revelation there, right? Like, I mean, Peter's basically saying, I want you to know these things and to always, I want to always remind you of these things, that there you are firmly established in them, because basically I'm going to soon pass away. I'm going to go be with Jesus. And Jesus has made that clear to me that I will soon come and see him. So I want you to always remember these things. Verse 16. For we did not follow cleverly devised stories when we told you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Okay, so talking about his first advent. We were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Ooh, ooh. Wonderful counselor, mighty God, majesty. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Peter's like, we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Those royal titles given to the holy, sovereign, royal king. We didn't just tell you secondhand stories. We saw him. Verse 17. He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, this is my son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. Do you remember that that was at his baptism? And John and Peter here are saying, we heard it, we saw it, that the voice from God speaking over Jesus, this is my beloved son. This is Isaiah 9, 2 through 7 fulfilled. He is. We ourselves heard the voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. We also have the prophetic message as someone, as something completely reliable, and you will do well to pay attention to it. Oh, here it is, man. Here's a theme. As to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. The prophetic message, what? From the prophets. What God spoke in the past through the prophets. You can count on it. You would do well to consider it something completely reliable. As a light shining in a dark place. It's going to... See, that dawn, the Christ has come and that light has dawned. And it's shining brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. And it will continue to do so until he comes. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. And it shines in full glory and radiance. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. For prophecy never had its origin in the human will, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Luke 22, 54 through 69. Luke 22, 54 through 69. Welcome, everybody. So glad to have you guys on. We're reading these beautiful passages from the Bible, these Advent readings. This one now from the Gospels, as we're trying to sense the theme that is woven between the three of these selections. 59 through 69. Then seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance, and when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with him." Yeah, Jesus is the light of the world. I like that. If you see a theme, let us know what you see. Verse 57, but he denied it. Woman, I don't know him, he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, you also are one of them. This is the same Peter that wrote the words in the end, guys. The same Peter that said you can trust him. The same Peter that, after the resurrection, is going to write that letter that we just read that said you can trust the prophetic writings. He is the light that dawned. We heard the majestic voice, and that he has already heard that majestic voice from heaven that said, this is my beloved son whom I'm well pleased. And now in this passage here, we see a glimpse of Peter's life where he's being tempted to deny that light. Yeah, prophecy fulfilled, definitely a theme. Peter says, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Or I'm sorry, I missed verse 58. A little later, someone else saw him and said, you are also with him. Man, I am not, Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean. Zebulun, Naphtali, you're from that area, man. Surely you were with the one that was born there, or not born there, but the one who ministered there, the Galilean. Peter said, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. That sentence always just causes me to stop. To think what that look must have looked like, felt like, as Peter let the Lord down and Jesus turns and looks at him in the eye. And Jesus knew he would, right? Jesus knew that. He told him that before he did it. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. The men who were guarding Jesus began mocking and beating him. They blindfolded him and demanded, prophesy, who hit you? And they said many other insulting things to him. At daybreak, the council of the elders of the people, both the chief priests and the teachers of the law, met together, and Jesus was led before them. If you are the Messiah, if you are the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, tell us. Jesus answered, if I tell you, you will not believe me. And if I asked you, you would not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the mighty God. They asked him, are you the Son of Man? He replied, you say that I am. Wow. Powerful, man. I don't know what it is, but there's something just especially moving about those readings from the Gospels, the betrayals and the trial in the season of Advent. It just is even more powerful. Yeah, I like these. The Jesus, the light of the world. Here's a theme of prophecy being fulfilled, a theme that compassion, the theme of hope being revealed. Yeah, that Jesus revealing that I am indeed who I said I was, who was the one that was prophesied about. Love it. Yeah, consider these passages. There may be other themes that you see woven between these three readings. It's beautiful stuff. Thank you guys so much for being on today. Hope these readings have spoken to your heart, encouraged you today. If you're walking in a season of darkness, know that light has dawned. If you get discouraged by the signs of the times and things going on, be reminded that His righteousness will continue to grow and grow. It cannot turn back. And yeah, let's just be inspired to be faithful to him and to trust him and to point others to him. All right, you guys, let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for your holy word. Thank you for this beautiful, all of these beautiful passages, but the one that is so familiar at Christmas, that a child, for unto us a son is given, for unto us a child is born, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord, that you are all of those things. Thank you, Jesus, that you fulfilled every prophecy, and you still will fulfill every prophecy. We thank you for the day when every warrior's boot and every garment stained with blood can be destined for burning. We thank you for that, Jesus. Lord, thank you that you destroyed the yoke of the oppressor that keeps us down, and that we can live life and have it abundantly because of you. Lord, I pray that for each of my friends today, each of my brothers and sisters, may they experience the abundance of your kindness, the abundance of your grace, the abundance of all that this season means, in the fact that you kept your promise and that you will come again. We love you and give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you, my friends. Thank you guys so much for being on today. Hope you guys have a fantastic day. We'll be back at it tomorrow, continuing on with our readings through Isaiah chapter 9, continuing on in 2 Peter, and then we'll jump over to Mark tomorrow, the Gospel of Mark. Yeah, give it some thought. Maybe you have see other themes that are in those three readings. The word speaks to us in different ways, so you may see things that the rest of us don't see. Love you guys. Thank you for taking time to be together. Thank you for liking, hitting the thumbs up button before you leave. Thank you guys who share this on your social media platforms. Appreciate that. If you're listening to the podcast, thank you for leaving your comments and liking, subscribing, all those things. Really appreciate it. All right, you guys, we'll see you next time. Love you. Bye.
Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. If this episode has been an encouragement to you, take a minute to subscribe or comment or share it with your friends. You can find me, Pastor Terry, and Bayside Church on all social media platforms. You can find Bayside at Bayside Church SH. Until next time, remember, God's word is true. Everything else is merely commentary. God bless you. We'll see you next time.